Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back to our broadcast on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, last week, we actually had a little bit different broadcast than we usually do. We actually had a little bit of an open type of discussion with Pastor Reynolds about one of the books that he had written. Of course, the name of that book was What to Look For in a Church. You know, I'd like to go give a quick recap of that again. Basically, last week, again, we pointed out the fact that when you're looking for a church, the main thing should not be friendliness and support and fun and games, but that you should be looking for a church that is Christ-centered. It's centered around Christ and His Word. It's one that preaches His doctrine. It's one that preaches the gospel of Christ. It's one that preaches what He has done, what He is doing, what He will do for us. And again, we pointed out that that's not to say that the church is not going to be friendly and that it's not going to be supportive. If a church truly is Christ-centered, it will be all of those things because it's putting Christ first, and Christ had compassion, and He taught that you should have love and compassion for each other. But you can be friendly without preaching the Word of God, and the church that you need to go to is going to be one that does both. And we'd like to invite you to Independence Baptist Church. We'd like to meet you and fellowship with you. You can come to our services this morning at starting at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, and then we'll have worship services at 11 o'clock. We'll also have a fellowship meal afterwards, and then we'll follow that with a 4 o'clock prayer meeting and then 4:30 worship services. You can also, of course, join us during the week on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for our weekly Bible study. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. Now this week for our broadcast, the text that Pastor Reynolds is going to be using is found in Psalms chapter 1. So if you have your Bible and you want to follow along, turn over to Psalms chapter 1. And before our time is completely up, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds.
Let me ask you a question this morning. Is there anyone listening to this radio broadcast that wants to be blessed of God? Let me ask you another question. Is there anybody listening to this radio broadcast that wants to be cursed of God? Oh, that's a pretty simple answer, isn't it? I doubt if anybody listening really wants to be cursed of God. All of us want the blessings of God. But how is it that we can receive the blessings of God? How is it that we can avoid being cursed of God? Look with me in the book of Psalms 1. Let's read these 6 verses that comprise this Psalms 1. The Bible said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Here is a very simple solution set aside for us if we want to be blessed of God or if we're going to be cursed of God. Notice in verse 1, if we are going to be blessed of God, there are 3 things we will not do. Let me read verse 1 to you again. The Bible said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." 3 things right there the Bible says. The man that will be blessed of the Lord will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He will not stand in the way of sinners. He will not sit in the seat of the scornful. If we're going to get counsel, we need to get counsel from God and not from ungodly people. You think about the man Lot, who, when he lifted up his eyes and looked at the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, took counsel with himself and said, "Well, that's a lot better land, so I think I need to move toward Sodom and Gomorrah," not understanding, perhaps, not even realizing, not even thinking about asking God about where he should go. Instead, He used the reasonings of his own mind. And the Bible said that he pitched his tent toward Sodom. It was not long before he was standing in the place of sinners. It wasn't long before Lot had taken his place in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and was raising his children in that wicked, God-forsaken place. The Bible states in Genesis chapter 19 and verse 1 that Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom when the two angels came at evening. So there he was. He had taken his own counsel, and now we find that Lot is sitting in the seat of the scornful there in the city of Sodom. And you know this for certain, that Lot faced the judgment of God because of his not taking God's advice, instead taking his own advice, and then moving into the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then sitting in the gate of the city as an official of the land. Let me ask you this question. Do you want to be blessed of God, or do you want to be cursed of God? It's a simple thing. Are you now walking in the counsel of the ungodly, or are you taking your counsel from the Word of God? Do you daily read your Bible? Do you daily pray to God? Do you daily ask God the direction that He is leading you? Are you praying that God would humble you before Himself, that you would be able to understand where He wants you to go? Understand here in verse 1, standing in the way of sinners doesn't mean necessarily that you are blocking the way of sinners going to heaven. Rather, that you are living like the world lives. You're standing in the same path that sinners going to hell is standing in. The question is this: can people see Christ in your daily life? Can people see Christ in your conversation? Can they know that you are a believer? But notice this. The Bible states in verse 2 and verse 3 that there are four things the believer receives simply because he meditates on the Word of God. Let me read to you again. Psalms 1, verse 2 and verse 3. The Bible states here, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The truth is this, folks, that all of us want the blessings of God. All of us want to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of the water of life. All of us want to have our leaves. All of us want to have the fruit of God. All of us want the things that we do to prosper. That's in verse 4. But sometimes we don't do what it says in verse 3. And so we cannot be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. If we are taking our counsel instead of God's counsel, we will not be like a tree planted by the waters. Notice in verse 3, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Notice what this Bible says, and it's so clear. If we want the blessings of God, we must delight in the law of the Lord. You know what's amazing today? Is that a lot of people believe that the law is antiquated. A lot of people believe that the law is Old Testament stuff, and we don't need it today. But the Bible says that our delight is in the law of God. Why is that? Because the law describes to us what God expects of us. A lot of people want to serve God without knowing what God expects. And it doesn't work that way at all. If we want the blessings of God, we're going to meditate in the Word of God. We're going to have our mind fixed on the Word of God. And that's where we're going to get our counsel from. And that will keep us from standing in the way of sinners or sitting in the seat of the scornful. Notice, the Bible states in verse 4 and verse 5 concerning the way of the wicked. The Bible said the ungodly are not like this. Notice the comparison here. Because God is saying in verse 2 and verse 3 that the godly person will delight in the law of the Lord, and he shall therefore be as a tree planted by the rivers of water, and he will have lots of fruit, and everything that he does is going to prosper. That doesn't mean necessarily material prosperity, but it means that they're going to be blessed of God, even if we have a little bit. But the ungodly, in verse 4 and 5, are not like this at all. The ungodly are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. In other words, they're like chaff. When the Bible states that the ungodly are like chaff, it means there's nothing to them. The chaff is the part of the fruit that just surrounds the fruit. And you don't eat the chaff. You eat the wheat that's covered by the chaff. Combines will blow the chaff away, and we'll have the nugget that's left. The Bible said the ungodly are just like the chaff which surrounds the godly, and the wind will drive them away. The Bible said in verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. By this, he's simply meaning that the ungodly will reap the consequences of their seeking counsel of themselves and standing in the place where sinners stand and sitting in the seat of the scornful. A prime example of that is the man Lot. Lot is a saved person. He is with the Lord at this present time. But Lot's life was not the Christian life at all, because Lot took counsel of himself. And Lot moved into the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there he raised his precious children. And there Lot's precious children died in the judgment fires of God. You think about it and consider it well. The Bible said that the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, and this is absolutely so. I asked the question at the beginning of the message, do you want to be blessed of God or do you want to be cursed of God? Which is it that you want? Do you want to be blessed? Let me ask you, what are you doing to receive the blessings of God? And I'm not talking about working your way into heaven. I'm not talking about that at all. We're speaking about receiving the blessings that God has for you. To be a tree planted by the rivers of water. That is, that you're put there on purpose. And during times of drought, this tree that is planted by the rivers of water can suck up the water from the stream it is planted by. We can do the same thing as believers if we take counsel from the Lord. And during times of trouble and trials, we will have this hidden source of strength from the Word of God. We can bring forth fruit in our seasons. You know, fruit is the things that the Spirit can give unto those people that serve the Lord and follow the Lord. This fruit contains seed for the next generation and food for the present generation. What a blessing it is. The Bible said in verse 3, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Listen, the truth is that if you want the blessings of God, they are available to you. But you cannot live in the righteous living of this world. You cannot go about doing the things that your flesh desires you to do and receive the blessings of God. You're going to have to do as God has given unto you to do.
Well, we pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you today. And if you have additional questions, feel free to call us at 636-673-2180. You can also log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Well, our time is up for today, but we do want to again thank you for tuning in and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.